Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let's get real for a sec. Our egos can be little drama queens, right? They crave validation, attention, and sometimes even sabotage our well-being. Ever felt like you were in an internal battle with your own sense of self-importance? You know that feeling when you want to prove someone wrong, even if it means being a total jerk? Yeah, that's your ego flexing its muscles. But the good news is, we can learn to understand and manage our ego as turning them from destructive forces into allies in our journey towards emotional intelligence. Today, we're diving deep into understanding your ego, what it is, why it exists, and most importantly, how to work with it instead of letting it control you. Trust me, this isn't about squashing your sense of self, it's about becoming more aware of your emotions, reactions, and motivations. Think of it as a superpower, the ability to navigate life with greater clarity, compassion, and confidence. So, what are some key takeaways to help us become ego whisperers? First things first, recognize your ego triggers. What situations or people tend to push your buttons? Is it criticism? Competition? Being ignored? Identifying these triggers is like learning the enemy's weaknesses. Once you know them, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. Next up, practice mindful awareness. This means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Like, when that little voice in your head starts spouting negative self-talk or getting competitive, just acknowledge it and let it pass. Don't engage with those thoughts, simply observe them like clouds floating by. Another powerful tool is empathy. Try to see things from other people's perspectives. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, and even when someone seems annoying or difficult, there's usually a deeper story unfolding. Developing empathy can help you respond to situations with more understanding and compassion, which ultimately helps lower ego-driven reactions. Okay, here's a juicy one: embrace vulnerability. I know it sounds scary, but trust me, being open about your feelings and imperfections is actually incredibly liberating. It builds trust and connection with others, and it allows you to show up as your authentic self. Remember, true strength comes from vulnerability, not hiding behind a wall of ego. Finally, practice gratitude. This might seem cliché, but focusing on what you're thankful for can shift your mindset away from negativity and self-centeredness. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a sunny day. Gratitude can be a powerful antidote to ego inflation. Now let me paint your picture. Imagine Sarah, an incredibly talented artist who's constantly battling self-doubt. She gets invited to showcase her work at the gallery opening but panics because she's terrified of what people will think. Her ego whispers, "What if they hate it? What if I'm not good enough?" This voice paralyzes Sarah and keeps her from sharing her art with the world. Sound familiar? Sarah could choose to listen to that ego-driven fear, or she could practice mindfulness and gratitude. She could focus on how far she's come as an artist, appreciate the opportunity to share her work, and remember that even if not everyone loves it, there will be people who connect with her art. By embracing vulnerability and shifting her mindset, Sarah can overcome her ego's grip and step into her power. So, what are you taking away from today's episode? Remember, understanding your ego isn't about suppressing it, it's about becoming more aware of its influence and learning to manage it effectively. By practicing mindfulness, empathy, vulnerability, and gratitude, you can tame that inner drama queen and unlock a new level of emotional intelligence. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to work with your ego? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, you got this. Until next time, stay focused, stay empowered, and keep controlling that dopamine.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.